Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the January 6th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. What I'm about to tell you is very serious. The attack against your way of life as a gun owner is well underway. This is a pre-planned, well-funded, coordinated, and systematic attack against our freedoms, yours and mine. This is not a knee-jerk reaction to Newtown. This is what we've been warning you about for the previous 4 years, that this administration was going to blow it out in a second term. Well, guess what? Newtown was the excuse they were looking for to begin implementing their strategies, and it's now in full force. Those of you with a head on your shoulders saw this coming. Those of you who didn't, get your head out of the Kool-Aid jug. Armed American Radio has become a very important voice across America, and I want to promise you, as the host of the show, you have my word. I and this show will never back down in the face of the attacks against our freedoms. The new year promises the biggest fight for our Second Amendment freedoms and our way of life that you and I will ever face in our lifetime. And I can assure you that we'll be here to fill your prescription for freedom by telling you the truth every week. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy this week's broadcast.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio. Coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Oh, God, that just makes me sick to my stomach. I don't even like hearing that voice on my radio broadcast. A well-regulated militia. Are you listening, White House? Are you paying attention? Because I know you're listening down there in the basement to Armed American Radio. I know that for a fact. Get your little headsets on, all you want to be Jack Bowers. Are you listening? Pay very careful attention. Ms. Feinstein, pay very careful attention. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Speaking of Ms. Feinstein, Senator Dianne Feinstein, I will not register my weapons should this bill be passed, as I do not believe it is the government's right to know what I own, nor do I think it prudent to tell you what I own so that it may be taken from me by a group of people who enjoy armed protection yet decry me having the same a crime. You, ma'am, have overstepped a line that is not your domain. I am a Marine Corps veteran of 8 years, and I will not have some woman who proclaims the evil of an inanimate object, yet carries one, tell me I may not have one. I am not your subject. I am the man who keeps you free. I am not your servant. I am the person whom you serve. I am not your peasant. I am the flesh and blood of America. I am the man who fought for my country. I am the man who learned. I am an American. You will not tell me that I must register my semi-automatic AR-15 because of the actions of some evil man. I will not be disarmed to suit the fear that has been established by the media and your misinformation campaign against the American public. We, the people, deserve better than you. Respectfully submitted, Joshua Boston, Corporal, United States Marine Corps, 2004 through 2012. Very well said, Corporal. And I can assure you that freedom-loving Americans around the world are in tune with how you feel and the words that you wrote, particularly as the circus freaks of the gun ban movement, the zealots, come scurrying out. Love what I told you. You know, the lights go out, the cockroaches come out. Shanto in Dallas, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. I share your concern as well.
Let's go back and play that Obama clip one more time, can we? Very important. We're going to go back to this throughout the broadcast today.
All right, here we go. When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Mm. What's the internet term of the bwahaha?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Where's Hal out in Portland, Oregon?
Oh, yeah. Our buddy Hal.
Where is Hal?
I don't know.
Where's the letter writers? Where are you now? Where are you now, those of you who called me fearmongers? Where are you now? I haven't heard back from any of them. I've reached out to them. Care to rewrite that letter to me? You don't get a response now. Of course, I'm referring to the letters that come in from the Democrats. I'm a union guy. I'm entire career, what did he say, in construction. Union guy, I think, was the last one, was a letter to the editor regarding my column about the importance of not reelecting Obama as it pertains to your Second Amendment freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you today, sir? 65 years old, talking down to us, calling us fearmongers, telling us we were liars, playing the race card, they said, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was Hal out in Portland, Oregon,
mm-hmm.
or Eugene, Oregon, wherever he was from. Played the race card. Because we talked about gun control and Obama and how Obama expanded our rights to keep and bear arms. Where are you today?
Did you hear about how many bills there were?
Ten. Yes, it's what I do for a living.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, ten. Most of them are a joke. Listen, let me. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was asked this question because the mainstream media is salivating. We're to a point in this country right now where journalism is dead in America. It's dead. It's finished. It's over. Those days are done. They're gone. This is a propaganda machine that is actively pushing a leftist political agenda. That's where we're at today. And if you listen to me on a regular basis, you know darn good and well my disdain for the mainstream media. They are part of a very large part of the problem we have in this country today. Very large part.
Mm-hmm.
They are dividing this nation. They're doing it intentionally. And it's really sad, quite frankly. You could get Glenn Beckish. I'm worried. I'm weeping. No, I'm not weeping. I'm armed.
Well, you know what? I learned a lot from Glenn Beck. So
I like Glenn Beck. I like Glenn Beck
too.
A lot. I've met Glenn Beck on more than one occasion, and he's a great guy. I like his shtick, quite frankly. But we have a media in this country that is actively pushing this cockroach, lights go out agenda, this propaganda, if you will. And they're feeding the machine of divisiveness and hatred in this country. And they're doing it intentionally. And they're all over political exploitation. It's just absolutely sickening. Off the corpses of the victims of these mass shootings. It's absolutely sickening. It's vile. It's reprehensible what they're doing. Soliciting money off of the victims of an evil madman. Comments such as, we need to strike while the gun control debate is still hot before it grows cold.
Mm. Wow.
We can't let the crisis go to waste, they're saying. We need to, Joe Biden, why do you think he wants this done? Why do you think Obama wants this done by the end of January?
And believe me, Joe Biden.
Because he knows we will move on.
Joe Biden plays dirty politics.
Joe Biden is dirty politics.
He plays it, and he plays the game well, so, yes.
Now let me go back to Senator Mitch McConnell. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Mitch McConnell either. I'm not a fan of John Boehner. I'm not a fan of any of them anymore. I'm angry right now. We need a clean house. Every one of them. Mitch McConnell, when asked about when the media asks these questions, they all want to know, what are you going to do about it? asked about the progression of the gun control bills that are flying out of the woodwork by the usual suspects, the circus freaks. He said that the country's debt will dominate the agenda for the next 3 months. And I quote from the article that that debate about potential gun legislation in the wake of the Connecticut school shooting will take a back seat.
Mm-hmm.
So here's, if you ask me today, what do you think is going to happen? I'm like, all these gun bills. Well, of course, the media is going to tell you everything about the gun bills because they hate your freedoms. They hate you. They hate your lifestyle. So let me remind you, and don't you ever forget this, that you are mainstream America. They're the freaks. You, the law-abiding gun owner in this country, you are mainstream America. They are the circus freaks. They can't argue fact. You can bury them with fact. They can only argue emotion. And what is the general rule of thumb, Sean?
Never make a decision on emotions.
And you can't argue what?
And you can't argue and you can't debate stupid.
Or emotion.
Or emotion, yeah.
And that's exactly where they come from. I have done dozens of interviews across the country over the last 2.5 weeks, since the afternoon of December 14th. I take a break today. Did one yesterday. Have them lined up throughout the week. Have them scheduled through, get this, through February 28th already.
Wow.
So clearly there are some media outlets that think this is going to be in the news for quite some time.
Oh, I believe that too.
And it will, because the mainstream media hates you. And it's important that the truth come out, that the truth come out every single week on the Armed American Radio Network and everywhere we can do it, which is why we're not stopping with these interviews. Any opportunity to talk to millions of you and remind you that you are not alone, that you, the good, law-abiding, gun-owning American citizen, are mainstream America. They're not. They're the freaks. Stand tall. Stand proud. You are mainstream America. This is Armed American Radio. I got your back. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The new TaxLide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The TaxLide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the TaxLide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
With loyal followers coast to coast, we are your voice. This is Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Oh, John Young, I love that. Loyal followers from coast to coast.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. I actually did several of those.
Yeah, it's great. I always knew I'd have loyal followers coast to coast one day.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Those of you, I know who's rolling their eyes right now. I can see it.
It's all good.
It's all real good.
Don't hate the player, just hate the game.
You know, just because you don't, can I tell you? This is Armed American Radio, where we're going to remind you that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Dianne Feinstein hates that. She hates you. She hates your freedoms. And she's the biggest cockroach of all. She's the one leading the cockroach pack when the lights went out.
Yes.
We're going to remind her and those, what, you know, all those Chloes down in the White House, the bowels of the White House that are listening to the show with their little headsets on. Remember Chloe?
Yes.
Right. We'll call them Chloes from now on.
Okay.
Pay very careful attention, White House Chloes. All right. We're talking about freedom, something that your boss doesn't seem to care too much about. You heard the opening. We have a huge program lined up for you today. Huge. We've got grassroots coming in, literally from ground zero in Connecticut. Rich Burgess will be here from Connecticut Carry. And he's a friend of all of you right now. Rich is in the middle of it. He's in the thick of it in Connecticut. And he'll tell us some of the just absolutely hysterical, ridiculous gun bills coming down the pike in Connecticut by these opportunists of death and mayhem. And that's what they are, Sean.
Yes.
They're opportunists of death and mayhem. It's unbelievably vile and reprehensible, and we'll expose them and what their game plan is. Also, Sean Carana will be coming in later in the broadcast. Sean, of course, runs an organization called FloridaCarry.org. Great organization. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that my home state of Florida would ever be, would ever need a Florida Carry to fight for its rights and freedoms. But you've got, again, you know, the Homeowners Association wannabes, these council members are coming out like just they're circus freaks.
Oh, man, not them again.
Yeah, the Homeowners Association, yeah. Ego trip wannabes, the little council members that think they can trump state law. Well, we're going to expose their radical agenda today from the grassroots level and why it impacts wherever you are listening.
Yes.
This is ground zero. Believe it or not, we'll tie Florida and Connecticut together and explain why that is with the two people who are right smack in the thick of the fight. We have some fun stuff to talk about. Gander Mountain. Chris Julick will be here. Wow, what an offering Gander has for those of you who can afford it. And I say that because it isn't for everybody. Wait till you hear the package, the training package that they have put together.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, it is really something. And we'll also talk to you about and invite you up on February 9th to the Gander Mountain in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Come meet me, Rob Pincus, Michael Martin, the staff at Gander. We'll put you in the simulators. Try before you buy. Over 40 vendors coming up. Everybody that Feinstein hates will be there. So come on out. We're going to have a big, giant party.
I think we should invite her as well.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of training with some of the best in the business. You can pick up my book and get signed copies. We'll take photographs. We'll train with you. We'll get into the simulators with you and have a wonderful time. It's a blast. Feinstein knows that because she's been in them and she enjoys them. She just doesn't want you to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the hypocrisy. In the meantime, life changes. Be ready. Preparedness and Gun Expo is coming to Volusia County at the Expo Center. And from that, you know, that I was going to speak at the event, but because of everything that's going on and the demand on my time lately has been ridiculous, I had to back out of that at the last minute. But we're going to bring Cindy Thompson, and she's going to tell us who's going to replace me and how you can come down to the be ready, you know, get ready. Life changes. Get ready. Serious. At the Preparedness and Gun Expo in Volusia County. Cindy, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And listen, I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to thank you for putting on this event. The timing is
couldn't
be better.
The timing is of essence, and it's January 19th and 20th. I want to make that clear, too. And our website is lifechangesbeready.com. It has all the information on it. And as your replacement, we're going to miss you, but we do have attorney John Guttmacher.
He's the best.
He is the best.
And he wrote all of the Florida gun books. He's very well known in gun circles. And believe me, I've listened to John speak before and had the opportunity to talk with him. He'll put everybody on their toes with the truth and the facts.
Absolutely. And we have Florida Carry is going to be there, too. So I'm glad that you're having Sean on tonight because they're going to be at one of the booths in our expo center. So we have a lineup of national speakers like Lisa Bedford, Survival Mom, John Guttmacher, of course, Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy. What we are doing is merging the preparedness industry with the firearms industry.
Well, they go hand in hand, Cindy, as you well know.
They go hand in hand.
You can't, what I like to talk, Sean, what do we say on the show all the time? It's preparation, avoidance, and awareness, right?
Yes.
Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. And you can't prepare if you're not aware, and you can't avoid.
Right.
Okay, they all go hand in hand, and you have to be able to defend what's yours. Cindy, am I right about that?
Absolutely. One of my favorite things is from an author who says, when the crisis appears, the time to prepare is gone. And so what we're trying to do is have family. This is a family event, an educational event with the speakers as well as vendors. But personal protection is huge, and that's why we're merging the two industries together.
Well, I appreciate you putting on the event. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. That butts right up against that week in Vegas for the SHOT Show, so the timing was kind of tough. However, please tell everybody where they can go to the venue, and again, the website, where they can pick up information about it, and what dates and the times and places.
Absolutely. The website is lifechangesbeready.com. It is being held, the event is being held at the Volusia County Fair and Expo Center, which is right off of I-4 between Orlando and Daytona Beach. The dates are January 19th and 20th. Everything is up on the website. Our speaker schedule, tickets are on sale on the website. We still have a few vendor booths available. If there's any firearm dealers out there that want to join us, we'd love to have you. And all that information, the vendor application, contact us, is all on our website.
Cindy, thank you very much. The event's going to be huge. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can make it out, very accessible there on I-4 coming from 95 South or 75 Orlando. You know where it is. Cindy, thanks very much. Appreciate
the
time.
Thank you, Mark.
You betcha. Good luck with the event.
Keep up the fight.
Oh, you can count on that.
Okay.
Shanto, I wish I could be there for that. That's going to be a great time.
That does sound like it's going to be real nice.
Yeah, that SHOT Show event and everything back to back, the travel was just ridiculous. But, here's something for you. Hey, guess what popped out at me? The Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You know that liberal rag here?
Yes.
George mom, home alone with kids, shoots ex-con intruder. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
George mommy shot an ex-con 6 times to protect her and her children after he apparently forced his way into the family's home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, funny how that happens.
Yeah, but, you know, you haven't heard very much of it on the mainstream news media.
Well, you know, Fox picked it up and a number of other outlets picked it up in today's day and age, you know, in this environment where they're trying to come after your guns. They don't want you to know about all the self-defense shootings. Let me remind you that thousands of Americans used firearms today to defend life, limb, and property because they are mainstream America. They're the good guys. This is Armed American Radio, and we have their back. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be back right after this with Chris Jewett from Gander Mountain.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
Thank you, John Young. Appreciate that. I love it. Listen to this email I got. Mark, if hoplophobia is an irrational fear of guns, what is it when you have an irrational desire to have more guns? My wife wants to know. She can't understand why I always want another gun, no matter how many I already have. That's from Robert in Valley, Alabama. Robert, I got to be honest with you, man. You stumped me on that. I don't know.
We'll have to figure that, get that answer and do that next week.
Well, we make up our own words here, so we're going to make up a word for that.
Oh, okay.
And create one. Right? I think we should do that.
I think that sounds great.
I think that's absolutely beautiful. Okay.
I actually have the word. It's called being preparedness.
It's true. Very well. Yeah, but that's not a fun word. Hoplophobia is a fun word. He wants a fun word, so we'll create a good fun word. Valley, Alabama, got to love you guys. Birmingham, you're listening to the Armed American Radio Network today. Welcome to the show. Three Forks Ranch, Luxury Lodge. It's a luxury resort on the Colorado-Wyoming border. World-class spa, skiing, fly fishing, and more. Have you ever heard of it?
I haven't.
I was asking America, but you can answer.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever heard of it? Have you ever been there?
Nope.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not for everybody. Okay, this is world-class stuff. And Gander Mountain has put together, let's just say, an exceptional training event that won't be for everybody, but it may be for you. Chris Julek from Gander Mountain, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Great, Mark. How you been?
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You and I were sitting at a restaurant eating just a giant boatload of sushi just a couple, 3 weeks ago. And yep. You said, wait till you see what we're doing. And then you sent me an email, and I went, oh, that's it. That's the surprise he was talking about. Tell America what it is.
Well, you know, I couldn't let the cat out of the bag at that great sushi dinner we had here in the Twin Cities.
I did try, though.
You did try. You did try to get it out of me. Well, I have to tell you, I was buttoned down the final details, right around the time we ate, and I was able to button down the details over the next couple of days and then launch this right before Christmas. Three Forks Ranch has been a great partner of Gander Mountain as a whole, and Gander Mountain Academy was offered the opportunity to have 2 weekends out there next summer, May 23rd through 27th and June 19th through 23rd, where we have full access to this massive, 200,000-acre resort that has pistol ranges, long gun ranges, sporting clays courses, on top of the fact that it might as well be a national park with the beauty that it has there. And there's a luxury lodge with 15 first-class quality accommodation rooms. And this opportunity was presented to me, and I was told to run with it and make it happen. And over the course of the last couple months, we've been putting together a cast of characters, let's call it, of great, great instructors and sponsors to come together and make this event a reality, or these two events a reality. And like you said, in your opening, it's not for everybody. This is inexpensive. It is, but every single penny is absolutely worth it. This is a top-notch facility. It is absolutely beautiful. I mean, just go to their website, threeforksranch.com, and watch some of the videos. And we have access to this place for 5 days. So there's 5 day weekends. So there's a travel day followed by 3 days of full training from instructors like our own Billy Hebert, our national director of training, one of our lead instructors, Nick Smith, who's a top-notch instructor, and then Rob Pincus will be out there as well. Kelly Muir. So this isn't just firearms training. It's self-defense training, and it's not just pistol training. It is long gun shooting. It is how to shoot sporting clays and wing shooting better. It is an absolutely amazing training event. And then it'll be, at the same time, you're going to have the ability every night to eat a five-star meal, stay in a five-star hotel. And, we have a spa there. There's 16 miles of pristine fly fishing river, great hiking trails, ATVing, shooting, you name it. And it's going to be a great, great a series of events. And thanks for having me on to let America know about it.
Yeah, it's huge. And I want to point out, too, you know, the individuals. I've worked with the people that you mentioned, of course, with Billy Heeb and with Nick. And I took Rob's training with them, an outstanding group of individuals. There's nobody better to learn from, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, Rob will be at the lead in that, Rob Pincus, you know, famed trainer. In addition to that, Kelly Muir, let's talk about Kelly for a moment. She is one of the foremost martial arts experts in America today. We also know her as the Ninja, don't we?
Yes, we do.
The Ninja, Kelly will be
Kelly
there.
For a long time, I just knew her as the Ninja.
That's right. You know, Rob introduced me to her. And Mark, here's the Ninja, okay? And Kelly is amazing. You've seen her on magazine covers. She's done a tremendous amount of work, both television and print. So Kelly will be there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, go to threeforksranch.com and check this out. Can you give cost information out, or do you want to direct somebody where to go to find out more information, Chris?
Yeah, sure. You can call. You can go to threeforksranch.com/events, and that'll list all the different types of events that Three Forks is hosting. They're doing stuff with, Olympic skiers for their ski runs in the winter, and, you know, Bobby Knight and Tony La Russa and all these other types of famous people are out there for different other types of events. But you will see the two different events and you can get more detail. The Gander Mountain training events are listed on that events page. But you can also call the ranch, and their number is 970-583-7396. And their general manager, Allison, knows all the answers to all the questions you may have. And if she doesn't, she'll call me. So two other things to mention. You know, Under Armour has stepped up to be a sponsor of the event. So
nice.
All the guests will be walking away with Under Armour gear. I'm sure us trainers will be uniformed as well. And we may have a visit from a couple wounded warriors as well. Some of the proceeds from an auction we're going to have at the event will go to the Wounded Warrior Project. So there's a lot going on here, and it's not for everybody, but you can call and get more details on the specifics if you're very interested. You fly out to Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and the ranch employees will pick you up there and take you out to this amazing ranch. And it's going to be, I can't wait.
Yeah, that is really, really something.
I've been about this since October. So.
I couldn't wait to hear what this was. I was excited to get the email that when you finally were able to let the cat out of the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dynamite Stuff. ThreeForksRanch.com/events will take you there. You can also head over to Gander Mountain on Facebook. You'll find it there. And we'll put stuff up on my Facebook page at Armed American Radio, Facebook at Armed American Radio. And we'll keep you posted and advised. Also, Chris, before we let you go on the segment ends, I want to point out that we will also all be up there February 9th in Minneapolis for the Gander Mountain Academy CCW Expo coming up next month. And if it's anything like what we did down in Orlando, and I'm sure it will be in your home base, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I can't wait for that also. It's, you know, a couple weeks away. It's the first of our 2013 Expo events, Concealed Carry and Firearms Expo events. This one's going to be held at our Lakeville, Minnesota, which is just on the south side of the Twin Cities. That'll be on the February 9th from 9 to 9. We have probably 4 or 5 dozen companies being represented, from safe companies to eyewear protection companies to ammunition manufacturers, the firearms manufacturers, you name it. We have dozens and dozens of manufacturers coming to visit, and we'll have a fantastic event. Try out firearms. That's the coolest thing about it. All these vendors are bringing firearms, and Gander Mountain Academy is going to have a couple dozen different types of firearms for customers to try out on our range that day.
And we call it the try before you buy deal, and it worked out amazing in Orlando. It was huge. Also, let you know, ladies and gentlemen, you get in the simulators with myself, with Rob, you meet Chris, who you're listening to now, and Billy Heeb and Nick, some of these guys, and you know, literally learn from the best and take advantage of what Gander Mountain and the Gander Mountain Academy has to offer. It's huge. There's nothing like them. Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll see you in just a few days up there in Lakeville, Minnesota at the Gander
Sounds
Mountain.
Good, Mark. Thanks,
you
guys.
Betcha.
I really appreciate you hosting me.
Thanks a lot, Chris. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Armed American Radio. We have your back. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
If you don't call into our broadcast, we want to know what you're thinking. We're family. We're connected. We're Armed American Radio on Facebook and on armedamericanradio.com. Here again, Mark Walters.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Is that guy serious? You suckers, you fell for that stuff?
Hey, well, yeah, a lot of people did fall for that one.
Here's the question of the day that you don't hear the mainstream media asking, so I'll ask it. Where are you now? All of you suckers who fell for that crap, and that's what it was. That's a crap sandwich if I've ever seen one.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it then. You didn't. You couldn't see it. You were so drunk on Kool-Aid, you fell for that crap sandwich. For all I know, you ate it. Well, in fact, you did eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You pulled the lever, for crying out loud. How does a crap sandwich taste anyway? Not too good now, huh? But here's what the mainstream media isn't asking, so I'll ask it. What else did you fall for?
Yep.
Could it be that all your little social utopia is also a giant crap hoagie? I wonder. What else did you fall for, sucker? We had you pegged. Oh, we're fear-mongering. You're a fear-monger.
Who is that, Hal?
You're a liar. He hasn't done anything.
Hopefully Hal will write you another email and tell you how he...
Won't write another email. Oh, he can't back up what he wrote.
Well, I know, but, you know, maybe he write... At least tell us why. Give us an answer to that, anybody. Because I'm the same way you are. I don't get it. I mean, I really don't get it.
Hal makes crap meatloaf. This is unbelievable. We've been telling you that this was coming. This is not. These people actually believe. There are people who believe that this is all a result of what happened in Newtown.
Yes. Yeah.
Man, you're eating the sandwiches and you are drunk on the Kool-Aid, pal, babe, whatever you are.
And you know what upsets me is we talk about gun control now, but none of the mainstream media has focused on Fast and Furious, hadn't said a word about it. Nothing.
Let's go to Fast and Furious for a second. David Kodria, of course, one of the two individuals who broke this story, who you heard here on this program, who we gave a voice to every week. We give a voice to.
Yep.
Every single week because of the importance of this story. Obama... Obama almost came out. Did you catch that?
Yes.
I said Obama. Kind of like I was from Boston.
Boston.
Obama. He comes out in his first press conference, which was, I don't even think the victims had been removed yet.
No.
In Newtown, and Obama's out having a press conference to capitalize politically on this unspeakable crime committed by... The only thing you can do is call it evil. You just have to call it what it is. And here it comes. And you know, somebody in the White House went, oh, God, we got to jump on this.
Oh, yeah.
We got to jump on this.
Axelrod started picking up the phone, guarantee it.
Vile. Utterly reprehensible. And this is what went on. It's clear. You Kool-Aid drinkers and crap sandwich eaters don't see it. You're helpless. But that's exactly what occurred.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it leaves you...
speechless.
It really does. It really does. It's so vile and so disgusting, I actually lost my train of thought. It's terrible. And here you have the President of the United States. Oh, I was going back to... Let me go back to it. I was talking about the... Fast and Furious.
Yes.
It angers me so much. During his press conference, he walks out and he says, he starts, what does he do? He likes to blame Congress and the Republicans. That's what he's doing. He's out there having a press conference, feeding off of tragedy, like a vampire. And he mentions Fast and Furious. That disgusted me more than anything else. When he says, and this Congress who hasn't approved a director of the ATF in over 6 years, the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, of course, being the agency responsible for seeing that criminal, that illegal guns are kept out of the hands of criminals. Are you kidding me?
Thousands of people were murdered.
This is the same ATF
yep.
that Eric with Holder,
yep,
and Fast and Furious that allowed thousands of guns to walk across the border, responsible to putting them in the hands of the most vicious killers on earth,
mm-hmm,
Connecticut Newtown times 50, committing hundreds if not thousands of murders of Mexican citizens,
thousands,
with those illegal firearms they like to rap on all the time. This is that the ATF you're talking about, Obama? Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. That's right. That is also responsible for the death of an American Border Patrol agent on our soil? Let me tell you something. This guy's got stones, man. But it really didn't take him that big. You know why? Because he knew the mainstream media wouldn't say a peep. They wouldn't say a word.
Mm-mm.
He knew no one in that press corps would question him. Not one. Not one person.
Matter of fact, the first question that was even asked was about the fiscal cliff.
That's all fabricated, too. We won't into that. I made a commitment and a promise to my listeners that the only politics they would hear on this program going forward would be politics relative to the right to keep through the lens and the prism of the Second Amendment.
But, yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct about that. That was the first. They deflected it instantly. Not one person said, excuse me, Mr. President, are you referring to the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms? Fast and free? Have you noticed, ladies and gentlemen, how silent Eric Holder has been?
Oh, he's been hiding. He ain't been silent. He's been hiding. I haven't seen him since before the election.
You got to wonder why. You got to wonder why. Kool-Aid drinkers and crap sandwich eaters, they don't have to worry why. They don't care.
Well, they know everything.
Doesn't matter to them where Eric Holder is. Let me remind you, letter writers, Kool-Aid drinkers, that Eric Holder is one of the most anti-gun, he is the single most anti-gun attorney general in the history of this nation. He was appointed by your boy, you know, the one that expanded the right to carry in national parks, that doesn't want to take away your guns because he knows what happened the last time the Democrats ran on gun control. Yeah. And you folks need to look in the mirror and ask yourselves why you think the way you think. Then send me an email. I'd love to read it on the air. Amazing, absolutely amazing. When we come back, we're going to talk grassroots from Ground Zero in Connecticut. From Connecticut Carry, Rich Burgess will be here. He'll be joined by Sean Carana. Sean Carana, of course, from FloridaCarry.org. And we'll talk with Rich for a half hour, then we'll bring Sean into the discussion, and you will enjoy it. Right from Ground Zero, this is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. We've got your back. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby. I can talk to you. Tell us we by the camera now, baby.
Over the river and through the woods to
Walmart.
We go. The horse knows the way to carry.
All the fixins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.